Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Serve him, rolling.
He's already been served. I served him. He's taken care of. He's a little slow, but he got it.
Roland Martin, weekday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, he talks with NBA player Jarrett Jack and former player Eaton Thomas about the Don Sterling suspension. And he is from Washington, D.C. this morning. Good morning, Roland.
Tom, Sybil, and Jay, hope all is well with you guys today. Everybody was riveted waiting yesterday for NBA Commissioner Adam Silver to make his big announcement as it related to what was going to happen to Donald Sterling, the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers for the last 33 years, after that tape was dropped 72 hours earlier with showing him making racist comments. Silver came out and said point blank that Sterling told him that it was indeed his voice on that particular tape. And he dropped a lifetime ban, not just from being on the property for the Clippers, doing anything involving the team, but also he can't attend any NBA game for the rest of his life. A lot of folks have been commenting on this, lots of discussion, controversy. So we turn to Jason Whitlock of ESPN. He has a very interesting and unique take on this. Jason, I tweeted your column out last night, where you said, all right, mob mentality was at play, folks were emotional, but we still are avoiding what is the real issue in the wake of this Donald Sterling issue.
I don't think we've ever had someone, particularly of Donald Sterling's wealth, put on the table exactly what created him and what standards he was adhering to. And we're celebrating the basketball death of Donald Sterling, and we're all focused on Donald Sterling, and he put so much more on the table for us about the culture that he was adhering to.
When you say put it on the table, on that particular tape, especially if you listen to the Deadspin extended tape, he said that. He said, look, bottom line is I'm not big enough to change this, and he also said, I don't want to change.
Yeah, and he talks about, listen, we live in a world and we live in a culture where basically this is dictated of me and I think of white people. And so he talked about the global white supremacist culture that is at work here that created him and created people just like him. And I wanted that to be front and center in the discussion because that is what is at the heart of all of this. And I wanted the players to understand that this is his peer group. When he's talking about the culture and the standards he's adhering to, his peer group, he's the longest tenured NBA owner. Mm-hmm. They have protected him. There have been more signs than his pillow talk tape that Donald Sterling is a bigot. This has been going on for years. He's been sued for housing discrimination. Elgin Baylor brought to light his mentality and the way he treated him and the entire organization. And we have his peer group within the NBA, David Stern, they have protected him. And so this mentality, there are other Donald Sterlings far more clever than him that are still at play in the NBA and throughout the rest of society.
Okay.
And Jason, I wanted to talk about that.
Okay. So, Jason, you're saying, like Stevie Wonder, he hasn't done nothing. Kevin Johnson is on the phone rolling.
Mr. Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson, how you doing?
Good morning, everyone.
You were yesterday, of course. You were, first of all, you were tabbed by the players to be their spokesman in this issue. You just heard Jason's take on it. Of course, he's also written it. Do you believe that in the wake of this decision, to his point, the larger issue deals with the notion of white supremacy and also, as he talked about, this culture and him, frankly, being extremely honest about it, and we now know it based upon these tapes?
You know, I can't disagree with that. I didn't hear the whole interview. But what I will say is that, I mean, this was a defining moment. And throughout the history, you know, sports have always played a pivotal role in advancing civil rights. And Tommy Smith and John Carlos in the 68 Olympics, great leaders like Muhammad Ali and Jackie Robinson. And I believe yesterday stood as one of those great moments where sports transcended, where sports provided a place to fundamentally change how we as a country think and act. And is bigotry real? Yes. And there was a decision made yesterday where there will no longer be institutional racism in the NBA. Zero tolerance. And I thought it was very powerful what Commissioner Silver did.
You think it's done? You think no racism ever again in the NBA?
Oh, no. I don't know how we got to that conclusion from my comments. No, that's not what I was saying by any means. I was just in isolation talking about a ruling yesterday that took place with the one incident that became very apparent. And Commissioner Silver, you know, spoke out really harshly. You know, my job as a representative of the players was to make sure that I communicated the three things they wanted to have happen to Commissioner Silver. Number one, they wanted an immediate investigation. They wanted due process. Number two, they wanted their voices to be heard. They did not want to be passive participants. They wanted to have a seat at the table and to be able to weigh in. And number three, they wanted the maximum allowable punishment under the NBA bylaws, and that meant there must be a change in ownership, and that took place. So from that standpoint, it was a really good day.
But can they really make him? Can they really make him sell the team?
Yeah, let me tell you this. This is, I mean, you guys are asking really good questions. Number one, when Commissioner Silver said yesterday there will be a lifetime ban, that means I have the discretion as a commissioner to do that. I don't need a vote to do that. So there will be a lifetime ban. Number two, when I can fine somebody $2.5 million as a commissioner, I have that authority. That's going to happen. A lifetime ban, $2.5 million fine, and you are barred from participating in any Clipper game, any NBA game, any Board of Governors activity. You can't participate in the league. That's going to happen regardless. It's irrelevant. Lastly, now the commissioner is saying, I am going to recommend a force of sale, meaning this team will change ownership. I need three-quarters of the NBA owners to support it. And if you look online right now or hear comments, all the NBA owners are lining up behind this commissioner. There will be a sale of that team.
I got to ask you this, Mayor. Jason Whitlock talked about something bigger, something broader. What is next for the players? Because you talked about this defining moment. You mentioned people like Bill Russell. You mentioned people like John Carlos. But are the players going to take their activism to the next level? Are the players going to use this opportunity to say, this was an opportunity for us to find our voice. Now, what is next for us to truly be those kind of pioneers beyond the court, but what happens off the court?
You know, Roland, this was a great start. I mean, think about this. These players in this league, they spoke out on social media immediately. Every player from LeBron James to Kobe Bryant, and the message was the same. This person, Mr. Sterling, should not be a part of this league. And then after the emotion, after the anger and outrage subsided, then what the players said, we need to be thoughtful. And if we're going to be thoughtful, Mayor Johnson, we need you to go communicate this to Commissioner Silver. We want him to know that we're going to give him a chance to weigh in on this before we figure out what our next steps are. In the meantime, what players did is they did a silent protest. They wore black socks. They wore black wristbands. They turned their jerseys inside out. And that was a silent protest. If the commissioner did not weigh in as severely as he did, I cannot tell you in good conscience that there would not have been boycotts. The
I got to ask you this question real quick. Did you have a number of players who were already committed to boycott the games if Silver did not do what he did yesterday?
Yes, there were players that were committed to doing that.
How many?
Across the league?
A number of players. I can't tell you the actual number, but there were a number of players.
In each team that's in the postseason?
At least three teams, I believe.
Wow. All right. Roland's commentary is brought to you by TV One. I'm going to play Stevie Wonder next because I still think they haven't done nothing. It was nice. It was 2.5 million band.
For life.
For life. You haven't done
He's
nothing.
80.